Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be back with you. Obviously, I've been MIA for about a week now. Been traveling all over the world. You can kind of hear it in the voice. I'm still a shell of myself. There's no doubt about it. Had an amazing time taking my seniors on a trip to East Coast, Boston, New York for a week. It was incredible. Amazing experience for them, myself. What an incredible way for me to go out teaching before going full-time with this, but I'm back. And so let's do this, man. I'm very, very excited. And the entire trip, you know, when you're on buses or planes or whatever, you're trying to work and you're trying, you know, to build relationships. And it's hard having one foot in, one foot out. But let's go. Today's a huge day. The start of 49ers OTA, organized team activities, takes place today, 5/23. And so we're going to have about a week and a half of these voluntary workouts. Now, just because they're voluntary doesn't mean they're not important. You know, mostly 7-on-7, things like that. It's not like full team practices and tackles and all that stuff. That's not what's happening. So what is happening? A lot of individual drills, a lot of installing, right? You're bringing in, I think it's, 24 rookies, whether you're looking at draft picks or you're looking at, you know, undrafted free agents that you're bringing in. Those people need reps. And so you start square one. You do this every single year. It doesn't matter. Even if you only have 5 rookies and a couple free agents, you have to start at the ground and build up. You have to. And so starting with install, team, you know, individual drills, special teams, 7-on-7, pass skill, inside running offense, defense against each other. It's important. It's very, very important, especially for those without a lot of experience. So things we're going to cover today. We're going to go over all the OTA dates, what to look for, keep an eye out for that. Go over the mandatory mini camp, which is still, that's about 2.5 weeks out, but that's much more important than OTAs. And so we'll have to see what that looks like. We're going to talk about Debo. 49ers made a huge addition, I think a huge addition, at the tight end. Talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to go over probably the meat and potatoes of this show. Who has the most to gain through OTAs? Because it's not the same for everybody. You're more experienced, solidified starters. It's just another run of the mill. They're kind of going through it. You work on, you know, building relationships. You work on helping coach the younger guys up. They're the ones that get the most out of this. So I love it. What's up, Nick? Glad to see you, man. He says, hashtag CC, get it in there, countdown crew. He says, what's up, John? Happy Monday to everyone. Yes, that's what it's about, man. Coming together. I love this. And man, 49ers faithful forever. He asks this, does Croft signing mean Dwelly is a practice squad bound player? All right, let's jump there. Let's go there. Great question. The 49ers go out and sign Tyler Croft, tight end. He was with Buffalo for a while. He was with the Jets for a while. They bring him in on a one-year deal. There's a lot of tight ends on this roster currently. There really, really are. Kittle, stow him away. He's number one. Warner, he's number two-ish. After that, Ross Dwelly, Tanner Hudson, Troy Fumagalli. You also have Jordan Matthews, who the 49ers have had around as kind of like a pet project, the conversion from wide receiver to tight end. But Dwelly lost so many snaps. You know, I put out a tweet once the sign was taken, once they signed him, and it said something to the effect of, man, that tight end two spot is going to be a heavy competition battle, just like the majority of the 49ers roster. And I didn't put Dwelly's name on it. I don't even think he's in contention for the tight end two spot. Even though he used to have it, he lost that. His snap count completely disappeared down the stretch in the playoff run, even before the playoffs. Charlie Warner took that spot from him. So what does this Kroft signing mean? One, it insulates you from injury. That's number one. And the 49ers continue to build this high-end competition on the back end of their roster. Used to, we would go into this and say, okay, here's our number one, number two, number three tight end. Nope, not this year. There's three different guys that could win that tight end three job. I think Tyler Kroft has the best chance of securing the tight end three job, but doesn't mean he will. Troy Fumagalli, he's a fun guy to watch. Tanner Hudson got decent amount. He's probably going to be, you know, a practice squad guy based on the contract. He got that $895 number, which is basically like, hey, we'll pay you basically a guaranteed full year. You sign with us, practice squad, we got you covered. But Kroft, I don't think he's a practice squad guy. And I fully expect Kroft to win that tight end three spot. But now what happens is, if you have an injury, you're okay. Now, there's a big difference, injury to Kittle than somebody else. But yes, you know, my pecking order right now is Kittle by a landslide, Warner by a landslide. Then it's going to be no holds barred all these guys afterwards. Kroft probably being ahead of everybody, then Dwelly, then Fumagalli. I don't know what to do with Jordan Matthews. I know they love him. He's kind of like number 27 on the offensive side. What that looks like, where he's going to go, I don't know. I think they like having him in the locker room, and I think eventually he'll be a coach. Do I think that he's going to get meaningful snaps? I think that he is basically a Kittle wide receiver type replacement. If that, like, that's it. In case of emergency, break Jordan Matthews' glass. And so you would bring him in just as a receiving component.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
But again, that's just me. Like, there's been no camp reports. There's been no, you know, that's not Shanahan, that's not Lynch. That's just me. That's what I think that they're keeping him for, just stashing away. If something happens to Kittle, you put him in there as a receiving option only. That's my guess. Again, you take that for what you want. Sean, he says, does Debo show up for mandatory? That one's, I don't know if he will. I don't think he will. This right now is voluntary, so he doesn't have to show up. Mandatory means exactly that. Like, he will be fined. So is that something that he wants to go through? Will he do kind of the lock-in procedure where he shows up but he doesn't do anything, kind of goes through warm-ups and then just sits on the side? I don't know. I don't think Debo shows up for either personally, but it doesn't matter to me because, and I've been saying this for a long, long time, Debo will sign his extension when it comes to training camp. That's happening. I don't care what anybody else says. It is happening. He is going to sign. He's only scheduled to make $4 million this year, Debo Samuel. There ain't no way he's going to leave $16 million this year on the table. I just don't see it. He has no leverage. Even if he says, you know what, I'm just going to play out my rookie deal. I refuse to sign an extension with the 49ers. Great. Guess what? 49ers could franchise him next year. Still hold his rights. Still control the trade market. Debo's got to be careful. He really, really does. Because he just has no leverage. And again, it goes back to this. You want to play for $4 million this year, or do you want to play for $20 million this year? No? All right, cool. You play for $4 million. And by the way, we are going to franchise tag you next year. You will not be able to just walk and sign wherever you want. That's just not the way the NFL works against rookie deals. It's not. And I'm very thankful for how Kyle and the 49ers have handled this entire ordeal. They have dominated it. A power play. What's up, Sebastian? Thank you so much for the gift, man. He says, happy OTA day. 49ers practice football today, even though today is probably a super light day. Excited for your coverage, John. Faithful Airman Station in Okinawa. What is up, man? Thank you for your service, Sebastian. Thank you for your gift. That is awesome. And yeah, anytime 49ers are playing some football, how could you not be excited? It's one of the things that's so important about this year, kind of that's a little bit different than previous years under Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch era, is the competition. Rick, he says, wow, I love all the competition they are bringing in. Every single position they are going to be fighting, more depth than any point, and it's not even close. Look at the cornerback position. How many years, like camp battles, I would copy and paste the cornerback position. All right, we've got two guys. If somebody gets hurt, we're screwed. Not anymore. You're so deep there. I mean, it's incredible what they have established as opposed to previous years. It sucks that it took Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch so long to wake up at the value of outside corners. But Josh Norman to teach you real quick. Dre Kirkpatrick to teach you real quick why you need all this competition and depth. Because, man, all those injuries, right, to the running back position. Well, what do? You go draft back-to-back years, third-round running backs. And those two guys, probably not even the best ones on the roster. But, yeah, you've got to be able to seize that. All right, Boulevard, I knew this was going to happen anyway. Is there any trade value left for Jimmy? Yes. Yes, there is. Or do we release? That's a possibility. I don't see the release taking place. I just can't see Kyle doing that. He's too stubborn. Yeah, there is still trade value. If one of the veteran kind of placeholders doesn't really show up to camp and the teams can decide real quick, man, we have a borderline playoff roster. This quarterback position is just rough. And if that's the case, then there can be a trade. But the 49ers are going to have to eat some of that cap, right? So $25 million, that's basically what's at stake. Cap space, you cut them, you get it all back. And again, you don't have to cut them now. You keep Jimmy around until that initial 53-man roster. You cut him now or you cut him then, you make the same amount of money, or you save the same amount of money. So if you do trade him, the 49ers are probably going to be keeping about $7 to $8 million of that cap hit, and then Jimmy would work out a new deal with that team. That's my guess. So if an injury takes place, if a veteran kind of starter struggles, and especially if a coach is on the hot seat, that's going to be key. Because if a coach thinks he could save his job by bringing in Jimmy G, that's where that trade would take place. But right now, don't expect much. I would not expect anything during training camp. I wouldn't expect anything. I'm sorry, through OTAs, mandatory minicamp, don't expect anything. Even when training camp starts, don't expect anything. Preseason, that's where I think that if it does take place, that's where it will happen. So, yeah, I don't think you release them. I just I don't see Kyle doing it. I just really do not. It doesn't make any sense. What's up, Anthony? Coach Cruzy says, I'm sure Draymond and Curry said signed that deal before they landed him in their home jerseys. Yeah, both. If you watch the Mavs game, you know, Mavs lost down 0-3. Ouch. I'm a Mavs guy. It's been rough. But I love Golden State. Whoever wins the West, I want to win it all. But, man, anyway, at the end of that game, Draymond and Steph Curry both gave their jerseys to Debo, which he was in Dallas for the game with Kendrick Bourne. Who else was there? There were a couple other prominent players that were there. But anyway, I know Kendrick Bourne, that's who they were hanging out with at the Mavs game, which was really, really cool. So, yeah, I love it. Sean saying he's over here. Sorry about the Mavs. That's okay. Talk your trash, man. Bring it on. I 100% deserve it. You know, I love the Mavs. I didn't think they were going to win this series, but, man, I love the Mavs. And eventually they're going to have a good team. Now, let's go over these dates, what we have to look forward to. Now, most of these dates are closed. Fans can't go to them. But the NFL does require teams to allow beat writers and open it up to the media for certain ones. So what does that mean? That's important. That means we'll get, you know, rotations, who's getting first team snaps at this position. And then we'll also get some interviews with players and the coaching staff, which is probably most important. Juan Salas, the amazing man himself, he'll be on top of that. We had a conversation just yesterday about, you know, what it is we're looking for and all the content that we can get to you guys. Because like always, we're stepping it up. And also, man, I should probably talk about this. With the 49ers partnering with Mexico, and having a game in Mexico City this year, which we will be traveling to, we've decided to start translating some of our podcasts in Spanish and throwing those up on the channel. Small little clips, you know, 3 to 5 minute clips, but trying to bring in and include way more of this fan base. And, you know, if the 49ers are going to do it, we're going to do it too. And so if we're all, if you have any Spanish-speaking 49ers fans or Spanish-speaking football fans that, you know, want more content, let them know we got them. And so our YouTube channel is going to be the place for that. So we're going to be putting up some extra content in Spanish. You guys aren't missing anything, but just trying to grow the audience and be all inclusive as best we can. As this crazy 49ers rush thing keeps growing, man, we're just trying to get ready for the year and seize all the opportunities we can. And just want to say appreciate all of the support. Right here, John, what made you become a Mavs fan? I'm curious. I'm from Dallas-Fort Worth. And I've told this story several times. I had a stepdad I did not enjoy. I didn't like at all. He's a diehard Cowboys guy. And so I rooted for the 49ers just to spite him at 9 years old, going into my 10th birthday. And that stuck. Now, he didn't care for basketball, so I rooted for the local team, the 3Js. That was huge. And so, you know, I didn't root for the Cowboys just despite him, but most of the other sports teams, I kept my kind of location bias. So the Mavs, which were terrible forever. So anyway, that's kind of where that is. So let's go over these dates, okay, the OTA. So today is 5/23. They have practice again tomorrow. They get a day off. Then on the 26th, then they get a couple day offs. The last day of the month, 5/31, they go back-to-back into June 1st, get a day off June 3rd, get a couple days off, and they finish it up with the 6th, 7th, and 9th of June. So those are all of the scheduled practices. Now, in the past, the 49ers have given days off, especially at the back end, gone bowling, team building exercises, whatever else. I don't see that being something that they're going to do this year because of Trey Lance. Trey Lance needs reps. And so I see them staying kind of, they might give that one last day off, but I think that's kind of where that's going to stay. So those are all the days we're looking for. What's up, Nick? He says, muchas gracias. He says, that's a great idea, John. Let's keep growing this thing. I love it, man. Nick helped me today with my title. I don't speak Spanish. I do not. And so appreciate your help, Nick, and support as always. Now, mandatory minicamp, and that's kind of the next dot, or, you know, day to circle because of Debo, that's 6/13. So the 13th of June, that's one of those things where do you want to see him go there? But again, I'm just telling you right now, Debo is going to sign his extension in training camp, just like Kittle did, just like Warner did. That's what's going to happen. There's no way that they trade him now because all of those teams that wanted wide receivers got him in the draft. They all got him. So the demand is not what it was. And on top of that, the price that they could pay you get nothing back in return. Nothing. Because the draft isn't until next year. So you're going to trade Debo and just sit on those picks for a year? I don't think so. If you were going to trade him, you would have traded him. Those days are gone. Sid, she says, I'll use it to practice my Spanish. Oh, I love it, man. I love it. All right, so here we go. Let's talk about this. Who has the most to gain in 49ers OTAs? Now, we did our Jerry Rice tier Zoom session, and I asked everybody, including Sin, who was there, you know, which players that they are most excited about and all those kind of things. So I'm going to throw those out here. And, you know, just among the rookies, because this is a rookie-specific answer. Now, who has the most to gain as the entire team? Trey Lance, number one. There's no Jimmy G there. He's going to get all the reps. He's going to be leading all the huddles, calling all the plays, all the first team, everything, commanding the huddle. It's probably one of the most important OTAs that the 49ers have had since Kyle Shanahan showed up. I'll be honest with you. I mean, you can even go back further than that. Maybe Cap's takeover year, perhaps. I don't even, like, maybe even more important than that. This is a key OTA for no other reason than Trey Lance. He gets his time in the forefront with this roster, right? So you stake your claim now. Now, there's going to be terrible podcasts and content creators throwing all kinds of things out there about quarterback controversies and why haven't the 49ers named him their starter and all that stuff. These are people that don't know Kyle Shanahan, have never paid attention to how Kyle Shanahan handles his business, and care more about clicks than accuracy. We know those people. They're going to do that. Let them do that. Remember, this is the same Kyle Shanahan that won't announce who's being promoted to the practice squad until the last 5 minutes of the deadline. This is the same Kyle Shanahan that will not release anybody from the 49ers roster for the initial 53 until 5 minutes before the deadline. So you mean to tell me that same Kyle Shanahan's just going to say, shoulder shrug, you know what? Let's go ahead and announce early on what we're going to do. He won't even announce jersey selections to the opposing team until the deadline. So just understand, put it in reference. Don't fall for that crap. Don't fall for that crap. Just don't fall for that crap. Anyway, it's what it is. So Trey Lance, obviously, defensively, again, I'm trying to go veterans first. Or non-rookies, we'll get to the other ones. Talanoa Hufanga. Golly, that safety, that number two safety spot. You know, I've been pounding the drum for Hufanga. Not that I think he's, you know, a Pro Bowl player. I think he's the best safety on the board. I think the 49ers loved him. He was a gold helmet guy. And again, you see all these podcasts saying Hufanga's not it. Hufanga's not it. They're going to draft a safety with their first pick. You know, second, third round, they'll draft a safety. They didn't draft one safety. They didn't draft one safety. Why? It's because they love Hufanga. Remember, they took snaps away from a healthy Jaquiski Tartt and gave them to Hufanga down the stretch. When you were playing against the Packers and it was, you know, a tied ball game, the 49ers put Hufanga on Davante Adams in the fourth quarter several times, back-to-back plays on second and third down. Like, it's very easy to form opinions, and I'm guilty. I think everybody's guilty of this at times, where you're like, oh, you know what? This guy's that. But you have to look at these things through the lens of the coaching staff and see what they're telling us. They took snaps away from Tartt and allowed Tartt to walk. Tart's still out there. And they may sign him. I don't think they will. But they may sign him. Why will they not? Because they like what they got. Now, it might not be Hufanga. Might be Tarvarius Moore. But I'm telling you right now, Talanoa is going to get the first crack at this. So if he's going to solidify that in 7-on-7s and show he can take place in coverage, That's going to be huge. Now let's go to the rookies. Alex Mack has not decided to come back yet. I do believe he is coming back. Pretty confident, actually, that Alex Mack will return at center. I think that's great news for all 49ers fans, including Trey Lance. But I'll say this. You know, that center position, golly, we need the work. Who's going to be there? Jake Brendel's been the backup center. I think Daniel Brunskill would probably be the first crack to start at center. And then you got all the rookies, you know, Nick Sakilch, Spencer Burford. Wait, who are you going to put there? It's time. It's time to see because you got to try them out. And so, you know, my guess is Brunskill with Jake Brendel backing up with Zakil basically taking a redshirt year to kind of learn that position. And so we'll have to see what that looks like. But yeah, that one's going to be huge, that center position. And if you do move Brunskill over, now you've got two guard spots that are open. You know, obviously Aaron Banks, we're all kind of crossing our fingers and hopefully he can hold down that left guard spot. Who's going to be right guard if Brunskill slides in? Kind of fix one position to, you know, open up another one. Yeah, we'll see that one. And then probably I think the best rookie that we're going to get the most splash from as far as highlights and kind of buzz, that's Danny Gray, wide receiver Danny Gray. The rookie minicamp, he kind of shined the most. The speed translates to 7-on-7s. Now you've got Trey Lance with a rocket freaking arm. You remember he lit up last year minicamp to goodness, what's his name? Ah, it's off the corner of my head. The wide receiver that went to Miami, Trent Sherfield. Sorry. I think Danny Gray is a better player than Trent Sherfield, but similar characteristics. Tall, lean, crazy top end speed. That's what he's going to be doing with what that is. So excited about that. But that's the one player that I think is most important. A shout out to my man, Brian Carter, who said, you know, whenever I ask these guys, okay, I want you to put your stamp on a rookie that you think is going to be successful. Brian Carter said Danny Gray. I saw Sin in here earlier. She talked about Leon O'Neal, the safety. If you want to pick an undrafted free agent that can make this roster, I think Leon O'Neal is probably one of the ones that's at the top of the list. It's very fun and easy every year to kind of pick your undrafted free agent guy to like the 49ers faithful, like jumps onto and is like, yeah, this is our guy. Leon O'Neal can be that guy. He's got some issues. There's no doubt. But I'm with Sin. He's going to be a fun one. Spencer Burfield, shout out to my man, Phil. He staked his claim there. Drake Jackson. How do you not love this guy? And I even see Timothy saying, I say Drake Jackson. It kind of what that's going to look like. We also had George and Justin. They said Drake Jackson, because here's what makes me most excited about him. He landed in a perfect spot. He gets to come in and do one job. That's it. One job. And that's rush the passer. He is going to be a situational pass rusher start to finish. That's it. And you know, if he steps up snaps or whatever, that's great. He doesn't need to, because you have so much depth at that position. Very similar to, and again, he's not the same type of player, but a similar rookie snap count percentage as Aldon Smith, where guess what, man? First and second down, you're not even going to see this kid. But if it's a pass rushing situation, third down, he's going to be out there. 20, 25 snaps a game, that's all he needs. That's it. And so you're talking impact. Now, it's kind of hard to measure that in mini camp, right? In OTAs, because again, you're not going full on team, but man, you get some work in those individual drills. You get some work, you know, in those pass rush deals against Trent Williams and pass rush drills against McGlinchey, if he's going to be out there. So Drake Jackson makes some sense for sure. Jason Poe, another one of those undrafted guys. Shout out to Anthony Coach Cruz. Yeah, he was talking about him. And I don't think that Jason Poe, I want to see where they line him up at. Do they just put him at guard and just try to figure that out? Do they put him, you know, in some tight end move spots? Do they put him at fullback? Where do you put Jason Poe out of Mercer? I think he should play defensive tackle. That's just me. But I don't think they're going to do it, but that's where I would put him. I'd put him at defensive tackle, fullback. But I think he's going to be stashed on the practice squad for a year. I hope we get to keep him. I can't see him making the roster early on, but who knows? If there's anybody with like a higher ceiling than that kid, I don't think it's there, but so raw, so raw. And then Ty Davis Price, shout out to Chad. You know, he was talking about this kid's attitude, persona, the way he carries himself. It makes it pretty damn easy to root for him. And, you know, he's turning into a fan favorite very, very quickly. You just listen to his words and his attitude, and it's just like, whew, it's easy to believe is kind of what I'm saying. Easy to believe in this kid, and I'm excited. So we've got a lot of stuff coming out. And, oh, we got a quick question here from my man Cristiano. He says, John, if Brunskill slides to center, maybe it's a sign that Mac will come back. If he continues to play right guard, Shanny usually uses a rookie in OTAs 100%. Mac will come back. Ooh, that's interesting. I think Mac's coming back. You know, I put it probably 75 to 80% chance I think he comes back. Because if you're going to retire, you would have already said something. That's just what I believe. And the 49ers talking about Nick Sekulj, at center, that's huge to me because he is way too raw to start at center right now. He's just way too raw. So I'm seeing Alex Mack comes back. Sorry, let me pronounce that correctly. One last year, but he's going to skip all this mini camp, probably skip some of training camp, all that stuff too. And then you basically redshirt Nick Sekulj, and he steps in next year. That whole redshirt philosophy. And so that's what I see. And yeah, Dwelly, go to the practice squad. I could see that. I really, really could. So, man, this is fun. I'm so glad to be back, guys. So glad to be back. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this show. I got Patreon breakdowns coming very, very soon. Just going through the rookie class. We're just going through them, man. Putting up all that content. And if you haven't joined us, head over to patreon.com/49ersRushPodcast. Head over there. Support the show. We got a lot more content coming your way. And as always, thank you and stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.